parts of Utah received almost four times as much water as the 30-year average. And in southern parts of the state, the skies blessed the parched landscape with up to twice as much rain as usual. Randy Julander tracks Utah's precipitation and reservoirs for the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service.
First thing it did was that we didn't use nearly as much of our reservoir storage. In other words, we saved a lot of water by not using it, and that's water we can use next year. The second thing that it did is it brought up our soil moisture. Our soil moisture is critical to runoff next year, and the higher it is going into winter, the better off we are.
Julander says there have been a few negative impacts because of the August rains, including flash flooding and hay too soggy to harvest. William Merkley is assistant manager of the IFA Farm Store in Roosevelt. He says through July, things look pretty bleak.
We went for months and months without any sort of significant measurable rainfall, and then all of a sudden they turned the tap on in August, and so it's been wonderful that way.
The land is providing plenty of nutritious green food for cows and sheep as they come in from the summer range. And Merkley says cows and calves are fetching unusually high prices at market.
So people are going to be looking to spend some money this fall. And if you're in the retail business with farm and ranching and livestock equipment, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing.
Utah has no areas anymore that are suffering from extreme or exceptional drought, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. Most of the state is in less ominous categories of dryness, and a few areas, like most of Grand County, no longer have any drought designation. Judy Fays, KUER News.